Yo, what's up, friends? I'm so excited to be back on this podcast. I've missed y'all. If you're new here, my name is Evan, and I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And if you've listened before, welcome back. It's cool to have you. I hope you guys have had a great week last week. I hope you got something from the Lord, and you're just, you know, you're reading and you're praying and you're seeking God. For me, to be honest, straight with you guys, like, I had some family in town, and I just felt like it was go, 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 go so much every single day that, to be honest with you, I skipped a lot of prayer and reading in the mornings, and I thought I would have time in the evening or sometime during that day to do it, but I never did. But, you know, I'm not looking back. You know, I trust Jesus, and even in those busy times, you know, we need to be praying, and we need to be reading even more. So before we start this podcast, let's just pray and open it up. Thank you, Jesus, for this week, God, for all those that are listening, wherever they are. Pray that you would just use this podcast, God, to encourage somebody. God, I pray that you would just help them, God, whether at school or in their car or at work, God, or at home. God, that we would get something from this, God, and that we wouldn't leave here the same, but that we would trust you. God, I pray that you would just fill me up, God, with your words, God, that I would have something to give, and that you would just be in this podcast. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so you know how in just different devices, you have different modes. Like on a computer, you have sleep mode. And like on your phone, like on an iPhone, you have like do not disturb mode, or you have work mode, or you can even like create your own different modes. Like I have one that's called like fire mode. I don't even know what it does anymore. I just have it. It's always on. That's just what it is. But I want to talk about today how there's three modes that Christians are in. And whether you like it or not, you are in one of these modes right now, or you're going to be in one of these modes. And, you know, I've gone through all three of these modes, and so I hope this is going to encourage you and stuff like that. But the first mode that I want to talk about is the mode of IDC. And if you don't know what IDC is, it's I don't care. Like, you call yourself a Christian, but you really don't care about anything that God has called you to be. You just want to do whatever you want. And, you know, you might go to church once a week and be different around your church friends. But then once you leave your church friends, you want to do whatever your friends at school or work or wherever are doing. You know, whether your friends just want to go and, you know, get drunk at a party, or I live in Colorado, a lot of people want to go and get high. That's the thing. If you want to go and smoke weed, you know, you're going to do that. And you don't care about, you know, if you're married, you don't care about what your husband or your wife thinks. You don't care about what your girlfriend or boyfriend thinks. You don't care about what your family thinks, your parents. You just, you know, you've basically given up on God, and you don't care. You know, that's, I don't know, you've lost hope. And that's a super scary place to be. You know, that's not good at all. But I've been in that mode, and I've dealt with that. And so maybe that's the first mode you've been in. You know, I think of someone in the Bible, I think of David. David did not care. He wanted to do his own thing, and whatever pleasured him in that moment, that's what he wanted to do. And that's what this I don't care mode is you just want to do whatever is in the moment, whatever makes you feel good at that time. You're always in your feelings. That's what the IDC mode is. So that's the first mode that you could be in. The second mode that you could be in is you're in sleep mode, just like on a computer. You know, when I put my computer to sleep, the screen turns off, but I know the computer is still running. And a lot of times as Christians, we go to church and we're serving God, but at work and with our families, we just want to sleep. Like, we're all tired all the time. You wake up tired and you want to just get through the day so that you can go home and you can just scroll on TikTok or scroll on Instagram or play video games till 3 a.m. You know, that's what sleep mode is. And if you're in sleep mode, I know, I think of like in the hospital, how they have that machine next to the person and there's like a line. And as a Christian, you know, if you're at the hospital and that line is flat, that person is dead. Like, you need to see some movement. And as a Christian, if you're in sleep mode, you're doing the bare minimum. You're on that line. If you're on that line doing the bare minimum, you're basically dead spiritually. Like, there's nothing growing. You're not doing anything for the Lord. We need to see some movement. And I've been in that life where I'm just coasting. And I'm just, I might, you know, I'm going to church and I'm just going to work. I'm just living life. And it's like a routine and it's religious and I'm not getting anything out of it. You know, Christianity is not religious. It's supposed to be a relationship with the Lord, and you're supposed to be, you know, truly locked in. And, you know, even in this podcast, I want you to be locked in, getting something. So that's the second one is, you know, you're on sleep mode. The third one is you are fully dedicated and all in for Jesus. This one is, you know, you're not religious. You have a relationship with the Lord. You're locked in with God. You want everything you can from Jesus. And you wake up and you're like, Jesus, you immediately just say, Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me life this morning. And you pray and you read, you know, just like last week when I missed a couple of days of prayer. But, you know, I recognize it and I see it and I don't want to miss. I want to be fully dedicated. I want to wake up and just give 5 minutes, 10 minutes of praying and reading to God because that's all he asks. He just wants us to be in relationship with him and to communicate with him. And, you know, to be truly saved and to be just go to church and wanting to serve and to serve others and to put other people first. You know, that's what being all in is just loving Jesus with your whole heart, no matter the circumstances. You know, in all three of these modes, we're going to have bad times in our lives. We're going to struggle. And in the first mode and the I don't care mode, when you're struggling, you just give up and you lose hope and you kind of go off the rails and you do worse. And in the sleep mode, when something wrong goes on, you tune it out or you try fixing it yourself and it might work, but it won't last forever. And you think it will, but you're just kind of like, I don't know, you're monotone. You're just kind of like, you're just trying to get through the day and through that circumstance so that you can get over with it. And then in the third mode, fully dedicated to Jesus, you are, you know, when something wrong happens, you know you can't fix it on your own. And you're trusting in Jesus. You know that God, he has your back and he wants the best and he's not going to leave you. You know, you go into that circumstance with that mindset because Jesus does care. And in all these areas, God does care, but it's you that's the problem. You're not seeing it. And in this last mode, you just know that, God, I need you. I'm desperate for you. I can't do this life on my own. I'm weak and I'm broken, but please help me. You know, you're my friend. You're my Lord. I trust you. I honor you. And you just, you know, you're constantly thinking about Jesus and you want the best for you, for your family, if you're married, for your wife, your husband. And, you know, you're trusting in the Lord and you're fully committed and you're fully dedicated. So if he wants you to do something, you're going to put down whatever you were doing and you're going to go do what Jesus was doing. You know, that's what I want in my life. You know, if God says, Evan, stop doing these podcasts. Sure, I'll stop doing these podcasts. If God says, Evan, I don't know, go do this. I'm humble and I want to do that. I want to be in God's presence. It's not worth it to me to miss out on doing God's work and try and do something for myself because I know whatever God has, it's better than what I could ever do. So I hope this is encouraging to you. I hope you get something out of this. This is just me talking. I don't even have any notes or anything like that. This is just what has been going through my head this week. So if this has been encouraging to you and you're listening on Spotify, there's like a Q&A place. Just, you know, write down in there what you got out of this or what God has been helping you with. You can also review it on, you know, Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you're listening. Just review it because it might reach other people. Share it with someone if you think this will help them. You know, God has good plans for all of us. And so I'm just thankful for everyone that's listening. You guys are awesome. I love recording these. So let's just pray and we'll be done. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. God, I pray that you just be with every single person, God, whichever mode they're in. God, that you would just guide their hearts. God, that you would just help them in their situations, Jesus, that they would look to you in every area, God, that they would put you first, Jesus. God, I love you and I thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, peace.